The Raleigh Cigarette Program from Hollywood, starring Red Skelton, with Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Truman Bradley. The knifing wind, sharpened by the icebergs of the North Atlantic, couldn't pierce the joy of a lonely sentry on duty somewhere in Iceland today. He had just received a package from home, a carton of Raleigh cigarettes. And they were factory fresh, too. Their rich, full flavor, closely guarded by a new, highly protective, moisture-proof wrap that's exclusive with the makers of Raleigh cigarettes. Millions enjoy Raleighs here at home every day. Enjoy their richness, smoothness, mildness. Enjoy saving valuable premium coupons. The pack with the coupon on the back, Raleigh Cigarettes. That was Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra playing Pennsylvania Polka. And now we bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's brilliant young comedian, the star of our Raleigh Cigarette Show, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Say, Truman, you gotta hide me.
Hide you?
Yeah, out in Oklahoma tonight, they made Bob Hope an Indian chief.
Well, why have I gotta hide you?
Well, that guy can scalp me now, and it'll be legal.
Tell me, Red, is the sponsor still at your house?
Yeah, you know, he's the right guy, too. This week, he organized the whole neighborhood into voluntary rationing units.
Voluntary rationing, huh?
That's right. For instance, we put 1 pound of coffee in a 10-gallon percolator. The whole neighborhood came over for one cup.
Well, sounds pretty good, but wasn't it weak?
Weak? That stuff was helpless.
Well, what else are you cutting down on, Red?
Well, I'm not using as many razor blades as I was.
Well, gee, how do you get your beard off?
Tweezers. Of course, I have to get up an hour earlier in the morning.
Well, I suppose everybody's rationing themselves voluntarily.
Yeah, I found that the British and Egypt are going in for rationing in a big way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're cutting down their opponents one by one.
Hello, Red.
Hello, Harriet. Say, what do you know about voluntary rationing?
Well, everybody I know is pulling his car, Red. How about you?
Oh, sure. You know, I got a great system for saving gas. You drive your car 1 mile, and then you push 1 mile.
Well, does it work?
Yeah, after 4 miles, they take you to the hospital, and you don't have to drive your car at all.
By the way, Red, how are your tires?
Well, not so good. The air is beginning to show through. You know, Mr. Raleigh has a grand idea for rationing gas. He takes his car up the top of Lookout Mountain and then coasts wherever he wants to go.
Well, wait a minute. How does he get the car back up?
I told him that sounded too easy. You know, my girl is cutting down riding on the Sunset Bus.
Cutting down riding on the Sunset Bus?
Yeah.
That doesn't save anything.
Oh, no. My girl's so fat, it takes 4 gallons for the bus driver to shift in the second.
Gee, she really must be fat.
Yeah, she's so fat that I don't know what I'm laughing at. It wasn't that funny. This is the one, though. This is the one. She is so fat that the other day she went for a walk out in the valley and a big flying fortress flew over.
What happened?
One pilot says to the other, "Hey, look, the Metropolitan Airport's hitchhiking."
Say, Red, I wanted to meet her, but I didn't get a chance.
I had a meatless day once.
You did, Ozzie?
Yeah, why don't you come over for supper tonight, Red? Harriet's cooking a steak.
Wait a minute, Ozzie. If you have steak, how can it be meatless?
I don't know. Ask Harriet. She does it all the time.
I suppose you're cutting down on meat, Red.
Oh, sure. I've been a vegetarian for years. I eat nothing but grass.
You eat nothing but grass?
Yeah.
Well, doesn't it bother you?
No, but every time I see a girl wearing an all-wool sweater, I get a faraway look in my eye.
Soldiers on a 10-day leave. All loved the colonel's daughter, Genevieve. Each little soldier led the other to believe that he was going home to spend his 10-day leave. Some took a taxi cab, and some a train. Some bought a ticket for a southbound plane. Some took a trolley to the west side of town. The 10 little soldiers, they were homeward bound. Each took a different direction, each one in search of affection. Imagine their surprise and the shock they received when they bumped into each other calling on Genevieve. Now the 10 little soldiers went from bad to worse, 'cause 10 little sailor boys had got there first. They crowded her door like a pack of sardines when out walked Genevieve with 10 Marines.
You know, that ain't the way I heard it.
Well, how did you hear it?
Well, there were 10 little soldiers on a 10-day leave. They all loved the colonel's daughter, Genevieve. And one tried to cross the street at Hollywood and Vine. He got halfway over, and then there were 9. The next little soldier stood at Gower Street, hailed a sunset bus, and found an empty seat. He fainted from surprise and fell flat on his face, which left 8 little soldiers still in the race. Of course, that's still 7 too many.
I wonder which one will get Jenny.
Well, you'll find out. You see, 3 were captured by ladies of the USO, and 4 reported missing in a double-featured show. So the one little soldier was as proud as could be. I guess this makes Genevieve mine, said he. He went to the door, and imagine his surprise when out walked Genevieve with guess who?
Lieutenant Clark Gable?
No.
Private Hargrove?
No.
Well, then who?
Mr. 5-5-5, 5 feet tall and he's 5 feet wide. They just gave him the rank of human tank. He's Mr. 5-5-5.
That was Ozzie and Harriet singing 10 Little Soldiers and dedicated to the United States Marine.
Say, Red, what are you going to show different people doing tonight?
Well, I'll tell you, Brad, you pick the subject. Anything you say will be it.
Well, thank you, Red.
Oh.
Well, I have a letter from a loyal fan and Raleigh cigarette smoker in Irene's Beauty Shop, Mansfield, Ohio.
Yeah?
It says, why don't you visit a beauty shop some week?
What a coincidence. Just what we've been rehearsing all day. First we find Deadeye. Yeah, a beauty shop is what helped him capture Horseface Charlie. Listen.
Whoa! Whoa! Oh, come on, horse, whoa!
That horse of yours sure is thin, Mr. Deadeye.
Yeah, he's losing weight every day. If he keeps it up, I'm going to have to feed him. Now, for the last time, horse, whoa!
I bet you I could stop him.
Well, go ahead.
Wish I knew a cheaper way.
Yeah.
Say, Mr. Deadeye, it's too bad that Horseface Charlie got away from us.
Yeah, but I bet I know where he's a-hiding.
Whereabouts?
Yeah, well, who was his gal?
That beauty shop operator.
That's right, and I'll bet she's a-hiding him in the back room. Come on, let's go.
Wait, a beauty shop is for women only.
Yeah, that's right. I got it. We'll borrow a couple of dresses from Buckshot Annie and pretend we're women. Come on. Boy, here's Annie's house. I hope she's home.
Howdy, Deadeye. Howdy, wonderful.
Howdy, Buckshot.
Did you capture Horseface Charlie?
No, but I got a hunch that these gal was hiding him over in that beauty shop. Now, I wonder if you could loan us a couple of dresses so I could disguise myself. Disguise myself and see if we're as confused as Rommel getting out of Egypt. So we could go in and see, What's the matter? Don't you think it would work?
Well, Deadeye, you figure. It's supposed to go in here and out there, not out all the way down. Say, do you know how to act in a beauty shop?
I do. My wife ran one.
Yeah, what happened?
She gave my money a permanent wave.
No kidding.
Yes, sir? The government froze my salary and she melted it.
Well, step into the other room and change, boys.
Yeah.
There's a couple of wigs in there, too.
Okay. Well, now, let's see. I gotta have that hat, a dress, slip, shoes, stockings, and those.
A Well, Mr. Deadeye, which way does this wig go on?
Well, it's supposed to fit over your ears, I think.
This wig's got to go over my ears?
That's right.
Give me one about 3 feet wide, then.
Hey, what's this thing, Wonderful?
Oh, I guess it's the thing to whip a person into shape, huh?
Yeah. It's too little, ain't it?
No. It stretches. Two ways, I believe. You know, my gal could never get into one of them things.
Why not?
She stretches two ways in 5 directions.
Well, okay, I'll try to get it on.
Now, give a hard pull.
Okay. I made it. Boy, oh boy, now I know how Custer felt when those Indians was creeping up on him. Boy, does this thing fit tight. I think I got my right leg over where my left leg ought to be. Hey, now, hand me that dress. Boy, if the boys of the 74th Chemical Corps could see me now, I'll slip it on, this dress. Oh, I forgot to take my Raleigh cigarette out of my mouth. Man, how do women do it? This dress sure is tight around the kneecaps.
Oh, no, it ain't. You got on upside down.
Yeah?
And it's tight because you're so bow-legged.
Oh, well, I can fix that. There. Now, I bet I'm the only girl in the world who can cross her legs and walk at the same time. Yeah?
How you coming, Deadeye?
Great, we'll be right out.
Did you put on the dress with a peekaboo waist?
The what with which?
The peekaboo. Peekaboo.
Get away from that keyhole. Hey, how do I look, Wonderful?
You look like poor Mary. Why doesn't someone tell her?
Well, come on, let's go. Well, Annie, how do I look, huh? Bad as all that, huh?
Deadeye, that thing that holds up your stockings is supposed to go under the dress.
Yeah?
Why, yeah, and it's supposed to hold your stockings up, not your hair down.
I was going to hang my guns on them. Well, that's that. So we capture old horse-faced Charlie, I'll split the reward with you, Buckshot. Come on, Wonderful. Boy, oh boy, if we can only catch that guy. Well, here's the beauty shop. Let's go in, huh? There's nobody here but that woman sitting over there.
Yeah, ask if she's seen a man around here, but walk dainty-like.
Okay. Pardon me, miss, but...
Deadeye!
Horse-faced Charlie, dressed like a woman.
Well, I'll leave you girls alone.
You'll never take me alive, Deadeye. I got you covered.
Yeah?
But I'm going to give you a break. I'll count 3, and then we'll draw.
Now, wait a minute, copycat.
You ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Mr. Deadeye, you shot. What happened?
I couldn't get my gun. I had it inside that tight rubber thing.
Then we have Clem, the fellow from the country. He's on his way to see Daisy June, who has just opened a beauty culture studio.
Well, here I am. Oh, double ugly. If rain makes flowers beautiful, why don't it on me? Do, 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 do. Boy, am I ugly. 3 times this week, my mother had to buy me back from the dog catcher. Oh, look, it's Joe's restaurant. I think I'll take a look in.
It's mine.
Oh, no, no, it's mine.
Oh, no, it's mine.
His coffee problem's getting serious, ain't it?
Boy, I sure would like to have a cup of coffee myself. I've been drinking so much tea lately, I got orange Pico bags under my eyes. So here's Daisy June's house. What does that sign say over there? Daisy June's Beauty Salon.
Hey, hello, Clem.
Well, Daisy.
Hey, what's she doing?
I'm running the beauty parlor. You want to get beautiful?
Yeah, but not too beautiful, because somebody's got to scare them crows out of my cornfield.
Well, what happened to your scarecrow?
Well, he looked healthier than me, so they drafted him.
Oh, Clem, you're an idiot.
I am?
Yes, you are.
Well, that's what I like about America. Everybody has the chance to make good.
You know, you look bad.
I'm going to lift your face. Sit down over here.
Okay.
Now, come on. First, sit down in the chair.
All right.
And I'll give you a haircut.
All right, but no bowls this time.
Listen, with your head, I'll use an ice cream cone. Gosh, your head really does come to a point, don't it, Clem?
It sure does. With me around, my mama hasn't had to buy an orange squeezer in 15 years.
Well, it's okay with me. I like you, Cam.
You do?
Yep. Hold still and pluck your eyebrows.
What eyebrows? Only got one eyebrow. Straight across with a U-turn in the middle.
Well, I'll pull out a few for size.
Okay.
One. Two.
Oh, them darn wild hairs. Hey, Daisy June. Look at that, my Adam's apple. He scared the stem out of her.
All right, Clem. Now I'll give you shampoo. You better roll up your sleeves first, though.
Okay.
Why, Clem, what's that on your arm, a vaccination?
No, that's my laundry mark.
Laundry mark?
Yeah, Mom sends me out in one piece. It's cheaper. Okay, give me the shampoo. Come on.
This is special. It's an egg shampoo.
An egg shampoo?
Come here, Thelma.
Hey, wait a minute. What's that chicken fur?
My shampoo. I use nothing but fresh eggs.
Oh.
Now, put her over your head.
Okay, but what's them claws, Thelma? double yolk.
Now for my famous shampoo. I'll just squirt it on.
Okay. No, you're careful here. Well, now, be careful, Daisy June. That stuff kind of burns.
Oh, don't worry. A little benzene never hurt anybody. Now, I'll rinse it off.
Okay.
There.
Oh, that water's so warm.
Now, rub your head briskly with a towel.
Okay. There, boy.
There, now. Take a look in the mirror. How do you like it?
Well, step right up and call me Q-Ball. Hey, that stuff wore my hair off. Daisy June, you gotta hide me. Why, with these big ears of mine, somebody liable to shoot me for a rabbit.
Oh, that's nonsense. Now go on home. Nobody's going to shoot you for a rabbit.
Okay. Sure, though.
What happened, Clem?
Hey, throw me a carrot, Daisy June. I want to die on a full stomach. Skull's Beauty Shop. We put henna on your antenna. What? No, we don't have anything that'll smooth your hair down. No, I'm sorry. Oh, no trouble at all. Goodbye, Professor Einstein.
Say, Newt, there's no roof on your beauty shop. How come?
Oh, it isn't necessary. There's a ceiling on everything nowadays.
Look, Newt, here comes a customer.
Oh, goody.
Oh, how do you do?
Oh,
you have lovely hair, madame.
Oh, thank you. It runs in our family.
Oh.
I have mother's hair.
Gosh, ain't she cold?
Now, I have to look just right because I'm giving a bridge party.
Well, I certainly hope you'll use that handsome inlaid bridge table you get with Raleigh coupons.
Oh, of course. And also the playing cards and the frosted glassware set.
Oh, you get those?
Charming. And the serving tray?
Oh, yes. And I'm fixing snacks that are suggested in the big new cookbook that I got with Raleigh coupons.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, this new permanent wave I'm getting is practically a gift from Raleigh coupons.
Oh, really?
I see. I see just what you mean. You won't find a permanent wave listed, but Raleigh coupons may be redeemed for cash, 3/4 of a cent apiece.
Oh.
And that adds up to some mighty handy money for extra things.
Oh, I redeem Raleigh coupons for war stamps,
too.
Oh,
ain't that nice?
Good. And here's another idea. If you're planning on giving Raleigh premiums as Christmas gifts, by all means, get your coupons and your order in early. Send them now for prompt delivery.
Oh, and that reminds me, my guests will be arriving soon.
Oh,
well, be sure to hurry so you can offer each and every one a Raleigh cigarette. Made from a choice blend of 31 richer, more golden tobaccos. Raleighs are smoother, milder, packed with flavor. One cigarette everyone enjoys.
Oh, I almost forgot. Before I go, I must get a mud pack.
And then you'll get a hot towel pack.
And everybody get the pack with the coupon on the back. Raleigh cigarettes.
And then we have a lady and her little boy. He has an appointment at the beauty shop, and he's going along to watch the overhauling. So, Harriet, you be my mother, and I'll be the mean little kid.
Harry, Junior, now, I don't want to be late.
Hey, Mummy, why you always go to the beauty shop so often, hmm?
Well, so I can look like Sweet 16.
Sweet 16? Boy, you more like Sour 37. Oh, look, here's me old pal, Robert. Here, Robert, come here, Robert.
Now, Junior, don't pet the dog.
Why not?
Well, he might bite you and get sick or something.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that darling dress in the window.
Yeah, I thought you were in a hurry.
Oh, I wonder how much that dress is. I wish I had it.
Reach in, Mummy, reach in.
Good heavens, what happened to my window?
Huh?
What happened to my window?
Cheap glass.
Somebody has broken my window.
He sounds like one of the free bears. The dumb one.
I'm so sorry, mister. Here's $10 to take care of the damage.
Yeah.
Junior, why do you break things so?
I don't know. I guess I'm just a natural-born scrapmaker.
Well, here's the beauty shop. Now try and behave,
okay,
will you?
Okay.
Ah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I have an appointment.
You have an appointment?
Yeah, too bad she ain't got a face, ain't it?
Junior!
My, he's a cute little boy, isn't
he? Yes, I is. I take after me pop.
You do?
Yeah, what you doing tonight, babe?
Junior, tell me, does your father really act like that?
I could answer that, but it would only lead to... Anything here for me?
Yes, a spanking unless you behave.
Okay, I'll be good. I look at these magazines. Hey, where's your new Esquire? I think I look around the joint. Mummy!
What's the matter, Junior?
Hey, I just seen a lady in a fireless cooker.
Oh, Junior, that's a steam cabinet.
Well, you better get me a fork because I think she's done.
All right, madam. First, you want a shampoo. I'll rinse your hair with this knob.
Yeah, let me do it.
No, Junior. Not down my back, Junior!
All right, sorry, Mummy, but there was a fly on your neck and I grounded him.
And me too. You can go ahead now, miss.
Hey, Mummy, where are you? Mummy, I want my mummy. Or Lana Turner.
He doesn't recognize me with my hair all wet. Here I am, Junior.
Is that you? Oh, brother, a G.I. haircut with a D.O.P.E. face.
Junior, that's no way to talk about your mother. After all, does your father talk that way about me?
He really asking for it today, eh?
Now, I've had just about enough of you. Sit down.
Oh, you hit me. You hit me. You broke me with a jaw. You broke me with a jaw.
I didn't hurt your jaw at all.
You mean me tongue is always laid out on the floor like that?
Will you please go and sit down?
No, I will sit on your lap and give you a kiss because you me mummy.
Yeah. Junior, you're in the way. Maybe you'd better jump down.
Will you catch me?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait until I turn around, will you?
Now she tells me.
Hey, I will let you girls alone and just minder around the place a bit. Well, 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 look at them big bottles. I wonder if that's perfume or hair tonic. I will reach up and see. Phew!
It's perfume, all right.
Junior, was that you?
Meow, meow.
Oh, that darn cat. It's the clumsiest animal I ever saw.
It always worked!
Oh, hey, Mommy, I found a broken bottle, but I will fix it.
Now, that's a good boy. Junior, can that heavenly smell be you?
Yeah, you little stinker is now Chanel number 5.
Junior, did you break that bottle?
Yeah, but I can fix it.
That's very sweet of you.
Yeah, today.
Do you always go around fixing things?
He don't know me very well, that's his fault.
There's some glue over there.
Yeah?
Let him fix the bottle. I can tell by his expression he's sorry.
Yeah. Now, he ought to know better than that.
Junior, you'd better sit down and leave that bottle alone.
No, I want to fix the bottle.
Mother said no.
Well, now, if that's the way you want it, Junior says yes. Now, you let me fix the bottle or I will tell.
You'll tell what?
I will tell everybody who used to work in a burlesque show.
Oh, I did not.
Oh, no. Hey, Queenie, you're on next.
Okay, turn on the purple light. Junior, if you want to do something,
why?
Run over and get the hair lacquer out of that cabinet.
Okay, that's for you. I will do it. I will do that. Oh, the lacquer, the lacquer. Well, here's the cabinet. Let's see now. Which one's the lacquer? Maybe this is it. G-L-U-E. Hair lacquer.
This ought to be pretty good, eh, folks?
Well, I could mix them together. Your mummy wouldn't have to comb her hair no more.
If I do, you know what'll happen. Now, I've been getting too many whippings lately. I won't do it.
Here you is, lady. Here.
Fine. Yeah. Now I'll spray it on.
Spray it on good. Spray it on good.
And then I pat it down in place.
Pat it down. Go ahead.
There. Ow! Oh, I can't get my hands off. They're stuck.
All right, so I changed my mind.
Hey, boys, put this in your pipe and smoke it.
Pipe smokers, enjoy the peaceful relaxation of a pipe load of Sir Walter Raleigh. Sir Walter Raleigh gives contentment, yes, and more. For now, Sir Walter Raleigh comes to you in a brand new service uniform. Same familiar orange and black design, but free of metal. The valuable tin has gone to help win the war. Of course, the new package still contains Sir Walter Raleigh's exclusive blend of choice Burleys. Fully protected, cured, and aged to perfection to bring out all the full tobacco richness, the nut-like flavor. Tonight, try the quality pipe tobacco of America, Sir Walter Raleigh. Remember, we'll all be back again next Tuesday at the same time. Red Skelton, Ozzy Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Truman Bradley. Meanwhile, listen to the Tommy Dorsey Show tomorrow night over most of these same stations. Until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening, and congratulations to the United States Marines on your 167th birthday. And we'd like you to know that every American is proud of what you've done to make this birthday what it is. Good night.
Red Skelton is set on this program through the courtesy of the Metro Golden Mayor Studios. This program has been broadcast to the armed forces overseas and has come to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.